In many ways, the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico is complicated and conditioned by the long and the bloody war on drugs. It's difficult to say exactly how many people have been killed in that war, but Mexican media have estimated that around 70,000 people have died since 2006. Many thousands more have been disappeared. The United States has been closely involved, providing money, technology, and intelligence to the Mexican government. But Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has begun to back away from the U.S. This week, his administration said they would limit its contacts with American agencies. David Shirk is an associate professor at the University of San Diego. He studies the U.S.-Mexico relationship and joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How closely has the United States been involved?
The last 12 years, and especially the last 6 years, have really been a high watermark in U.S.-Mexico collaboration, particularly on security issues. Levels of trust are so high that we have had the opportunity to fly drones into Mexico. We have agents operating in direct collaboration with their Mexican counterparts. We've seen record levels of extradition. So the collaboration is at a much higher level of intensity than we've ever seen before, or has been, at least over the last 6 years or so.
And has U.S. involvement been helpful?
That's a great question. I think it has been, depending on what you consider to be success. We have not seen violence go down. We have not necessarily seen the flow of drugs diminish. We have not seen necessarily an overall reduction in corruption in Mexico. But you can look at tactical successes, the dismantling of major organized crime groups, the targeting of specific organized crime figures has been accomplished over the last several years thanks to this very high level of collaboration.
So why would President Enrique Peña Nieto be eager to reduce that cooperation?
Well, I'm not sure that the idea is necessarily to reduce collaboration so much as to reshape the dynamics of collaboration. I think that's probably how the Peña Nieto administration would portray this. For one thing, the Peña Nieto administration is trying to move away from the security policies that were employed by the Calderon administration. So these efforts to go after high-level targets and to dismantle drug trafficking organizations is diminishing as a priority of the Mexican government, and what they have emphasized instead is promoting citizen security. I think that the Peña Nieto administration thinks that you had a real problem with a lack of coordination under the Calderon administration. And their idea in the Peña Nieto government is to try to tighten up and centralize the mechanisms of coordination and cooperation with the United States. And I think that's a deliberate attempt to vet and control whatever types of cooperation we're going to see between the U.S. and Mexican government.
Well, that raises an issue that I think you've even touched on in some of your writings. Has this been, in many ways, a drug war that's been an American war conducted over the border?
I think that there are a lot of people who would agree with that idea. And in some ways, you can see the drug war as it's played out over the last 30, 40 years, in particular, as a U.S. proxy war. Mm-hmm. That said, over the last 6 years, working with Mexico, U.S. officials have consistently tried to let Mexico set the agenda. U.S. officials that I spoke to repeatedly, and Mexican officials, repeatedly expressed the understanding that Mexico and the United States were working together because they had a shared responsibility to deal with the problem of drug trafficking and organized crime. But I think U.S. officials are really waiting to see whether they will be able to cooperate with the Peña Nieto administration and in what areas, mm-hmm. because there is some sense that the trust and collaboration that was built up over the last 6 years is at least on hold, if not in recession.
Hmm. It seems to me I've spoken with Mexicans who, to deal in shorthand, are sick of the drug wars and sick of the cartels and blame them for thousands of deaths. And yet at the same time, in some ways, they blame Americans mm-hmm. for being the market for those drugs.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, first of all, I think many Mexicans are tired of having their country portrayed as a lawless, violent, and corrupt place. That said, I also think that for many Mexicans, this incredible fight that they've made over the last 6 years to try to take on organized crime has not yielded major gains in stopping the flow of drugs, in even necessarily breaking down some of the major cartels that operate in Mexico. So there is a sense that they've made all of this effort, and it's primarily to prevent U.S. drug consumers from engaging in an illicit market activity. I think some Mexicans may simply say, this is not worth the effort. This is not our fight. Let's let the drug traffickers get back to business as usual, and we can get on with our lives.
David Shirk is an associate professor at the University of San Diego. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott.